Today on Gardening in a Minute, river oats. Many gardeners know how striking ornamental grasses can be, but not all ornamental grasses enjoy equal notoriety. River oats is a beautiful ornamental grass that deserves to be planted more widely in home gardens. Native to 28 states, including Florida, river oats is known for its beautiful oat-shaped seed heads that dangle from its arching stems. The seeds help feed songbirds and other wildlife. The bamboo-like foliage can reach 2 to 3 feet tall and can be solid green or variegated. River oats grows in the wild along stream banks, so it should be planted in a semi-shady spot that stays consistently moist. This clump-forming grass will perform best in North Florida and should be cut back annually in early spring. For more information about river oats and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Florida-friendly landscaping, principle number one, right plant, right place. How well your plants perform depends in great part on whether you choose the right plants for the right place. Look for low-maintenance plants that are suited to your site and that'll require minimal irrigation, fertilization, or pest control once they're established. Think about how much sun your site receives and choose plants that will work with your conditions. Consider if you have any wet or dry spots and group plants based on their irrigation needs. And always take into account how large plants will get before you purchase and plant them. By choosing the right plant for the right place, you can help create a Florida-friendly landscape that looks great but also conserves water and protects natural resources. For more information about Florida-friendly landscaping, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Japanese Magnolia. The Japanese magnolia is a gorgeous tree noticed in central and north Florida when it blooms in spring. The large tulip-shaped flowers are a sight not easily forgotten. They're usually pink but can be yellow or even purple. The Japanese magnolia can grow to 30 feet tall. It's low maintenance since few pests bother the tree and little or no pruning is required. It will need to be watered during dry periods as it's not especially drought tolerant. Plant your Japanese magnolia in a fertile, well-drained soil. It can thrive in sunny or partial shade locations. Your Japanese magnolia needs plenty of room to grow fully to its eventual spread of about 25 feet. Incorporate one of these lovely trees into your landscape for an amazing spring show. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, alphabet gardens. Starting a new garden can be challenging, but when you're planting an alphabet garden, it's as easy as ABC. Alphabet gardens are a fun and versatile way to inspire garden design. Each plant used in the garden starts with a different letter of the alphabet. If you have plenty of space and a little creativity, you can go all the way from A to Z. Alphabet gardens might also spell out a name, a season, or a color. Add signs to your garden to make your message loud and clear. These gardens offer unique learning opportunities and work well for kids and adults alike. When you're looking for inspiration for your next garden project, try singing the alphabet and see what ideas pop into your head. For more information about alphabet gardens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, vegetable garden transplants. Transplants can give your vegetable garden a head start. You can start your own transplants from seed or purchase small plants from a garden center. Plants in 4 or 5 inch pots can be more expensive than those in 6 packs, but the larger pots are better at holding in water and nutrients and providing space for roots to grow. Look for healthy plants with a deep green color. Dry soil could mean a stressed plant, and disease could be indicated by brown, yellow, or wrinkly leaves. Check the stems and undersides of leaves for pests and signs of pest damage. Purchase varieties that'll thrive in your area. Florida-friendly traits may include drought tolerance and resistance to nematodes and certain diseases. Plant your transplants soon after purchase for best results. For more information on vegetable gardening, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.